It was only admitted by FIFA, the world governing body, about a year ago, back into competition. It had been banned from the World Cup qualifiers and the African Cup of Nations after lots of infighting in the federation that runs Ethiopian football. So at the moment, it's ranked 123rd in the world, just below DR Congo and Guyana, and just above the Faroe Islands and Cuba. So currently a bit of a joke. And in fact, when I was in Addis Ababa recently, one young man I was talking to, we were sitting down having a chat about all sorts of things. I asked if he was married, and he told me his love life was a little bit like the Ethiopian football team. He said he turned up to play but never scored.
So Ethiopia sidelined from the World Cup, but still an enormous amount of interest in the competition itself.
Yeah, huge interest, and not just in the capital, Addis Ababa. When it comes to following football, I think Ethiopians seem just as bonkers about the beautiful game as the rest of the continent. And I headed a long way out of the capital, 700 kilometres north, to Lalibela up in the highlands. It's a place famous for the underground churches that have been chiselled into the rocks. And I was wandering along this cobbled road just after dawn, having been to a very early morning church service, and a group of primary school students stopped me in the road. They didn't speak much English, but we did have one common language.
What's your name?
My name is Johannes.
Johannes?
Yes. I come from Lalibela.
Okay.
Me, I come from my mother.
From your mother. Yeah. Good answer. Yeah. Tell me, who is going to win the World Cup football?
Portugal.
Portugal?
Yes. And then me, England.
England?
And then Italy.
Who's your favourite player?
In England, Wayne Rooney.
Rooney?
Yes.
And in Portugal, Nani and then Cristiano Ronaldo.
What about Steven Gerrard?
Steven Gerrard?
He's very, very hard. He's a very good boy.
Tough player.
Yeah.
Which other footballers do you know?
Wayne Rooney and then Lampard.
Lampard.
Terry.
And then Ferdinand is Manchester.
Ferdinand?
Ferdinand, yes.
Any more?
You know Gary Neville?
Gary Neville?
Giggs.
Giggs, or he comes from Wales.
Scholes.
Scholes?
Yeah.
What about the goalkeeper?
I don't know goalkeeper.
No, nor do I.
I know only the Van der Sar. This is Holland.
Van der Sar.
Yeah, Van der Sar.
Okay. And then Robin Van Persie, Holland.
Robin Van Persie, Holland.
Yeah, it's a very good boy.
You think Holland can win?
Little.
A little bit. What about the best team in Africa? Which one can do the best?
Africa?
Brazil.
No, Brazil. In Africa. So you have Ghana, Ivory Coast, South
Africa.
Ivory Coast.
Yes, I like Drogba.
Because of Drogba?
No, yeah. No good in the country. Only club.
It is good.
Only
good,
club good. Drogba play.
Good. Not
in
good for country?
No good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the problem,
good.
Eh?
It is good.
What about Ghana?
I don't support Ghana. I want to support Ivory Coast, yes.
What about Cameroon?
Song. And then Samuel Eto'o.
Eto'o.
Yeah.
Eto'o, good boy. Good boy in Inter Milan. Yeah.